You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary.
Hi, this is Chip, and this is the May 12th edition of the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast. If you've ever thought Doctor Who hype is inescapable in the UK, how about being an overseas fan after The Time of Angels and Flesh and Stone aired? From everything I was hearing and reading on Twitter, I thought I'd be weeping tears of joy after I finally watched it, and then I'd have to blind myself because I'd never see such perfect beauty again. Yeah, expectations were heightened. So when I finally saw The Time of Angels, honestly, my initial thought was I liked the story just as much when it was silence in the library, the mood, people being picked off one by one, Angel Bob. Don't get me wrong, the story was executed very well, well enough to frighten my kid into just opting out entirely from watching it when he saw the angels in the television scene. But I wasn't being surprised by the story. There's a definite undercurrent in the fan commentary about Time of Angels that, at last, a Moffat episode, even though this was the third one that he'd written in 4 weeks. But this was a Moffat episode like the ones he'd cranked out before when he wasn't a showrunner. Honestly, 11th Hour and Beast Below, they both held more of my interest. Not that Beast Below was a better episode, mind you, but they were both more fundamentally different than anything I'd seen before. That said, there was one big difference in The Time of Angels that I really did enjoy. For the first time all series, the 11th Doctor took charge, and in a big way. The previous three episodes, he was either working out who he was, or he was wrong-footed on the Star Wheel solution, or he'd been outmaneuvered by the Daleks. This time, he is introduced as, and regards himself as, an authority figure, and, unlike his 10th incarnation, he's not wasting time displacing his guilt over the Time War into disdain for the military or fretting about guns. Matt Smith's Doctor has always been an interesting and fascinating presence, but with The Time of Angels, he's finally a commanding presence. And that alone makes this an important episode, if perhaps a bit overrated, or more properly, overhyped. And thanks for listening to the May 12th 2-Minute Time Lord. You can find me on the web at twominutetimelord.com. I'm on iTunes, where you can subscribe or leave a review. And also I'm on the Twitter at numeral 2-Minute Time Lord. Have a good one.